Was his mother a micromanager?
In her eyes, I'm not 45 years old. I'm 7 years old. She's a controlling person. The stress level got so bad, I just couldn't take it anymore.
Or was this son too sensitive?
He had been having a very difficult time after a divorce. He was lost in a lot of ways.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shirley Wagner is suing her son, John Fellebaum, for unpaid loans to buy a motorcycle and to pay his medical bills.
Order. All rise. This is case number 329 on the calendar, the matter of Wagner versus Fellebaum.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Wagner, this is your son.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that he owes you a lot of money. The two things, for a motorcycle loan of his that you paid off and $500 medical bill that you paid off so that he could have some additional medical treatment. Your son says that you did, in fact, put the balance of his motorcycle on your credit card. You agreed to take over that loan. It was at your insistence. He neither asked for it, nor did he agree to pay you back. And with regard to the medical bill, he has a similar defense. Now, I'd like you to tell me about the time frame in which you paid off this motorcycle.
June 2012.
Where was your son living?
He was living in a rental property that I purchased for both of my sons.
Tell me about the motorcycle.
John and I tried to go into business together in October 2011. He had been having a very difficult time after a divorce, after a bankruptcy. He was lost in a lot of ways. And he tried to start a similar business with his father in Idaho. That didn't pan out very well. So he came back to California, and I thought I could help. And I purchased a truck, a very big truck, from his father, and we tried to get into business together. We had to start out on a shoestring, and he had to take a minimal salary to begin with, but he also had some bills, and the motorcycle was one of those bills. And his payment was a little bit in excess of what he could afford.
Did he tell you that, or you told him that?
I knew exactly what his bills were because we sat down and made an inventory of all of his debts and obligations.
Is that correct? That you did that with your mother?
Yes.
Was that at the time that you were going into business with her?
Around that time, yes.
And you were living in one of her properties?
Yes.
And were you paying rent in that property?
Yes.
How much rent were you paying?
Me and my brother split the rent in half, so my half was $350.
Okay. And did that cover everything, the taxes on the property?
Yeah.
So she wasn't making a profit from this. She was just covering the house payments so that you would have a place to live?
Yes.
Okay, and then she was going to help you go into business?
Yes.
So far, she sounds like a nice lady.
So far.
Okay. When did that change, Mr. Fellebaum?
We got into business, and she is correct. She was into my finances on every little thing. No matter what I did, she knew about it. She sat down and budgeted exactly what my bills were, and that's exactly what my salary was per month. So the motorcycle payment was roughly $400 a month. And her idea was if we paid it off early, that would give me leeway. I would be less stressed out and I could focus more on working, which would make her more money. It did for a while, but then I started having to take more and more time off.
My question is, who was making the payments on the motorcycle?
I was.
After she took the payments over, she paid it off, were you giving her any money towards her credit card?
No.
Why not?
Because it was never asked or talked about that I would pay her credit card off. She offered to pay this off to make it easier and less stressful on me so that I could focus more.
Had you had issues in the past with stress?
Yes, I have very extremely high blood pressure and I'm on medication for that.
Any other issues with stress?
No.
Take any other medication other than for your blood pressure?
No.
Was that in October of 2011 that your mother paid off the motorcycle and put it on her credit card?
It was June 13th of 2012.
And in what month and year did this business go south?
I would say May or June of this year, 2013.
So roughly 10 months later, would that be right, Ms. Wagner?
No.
When did it go south?
Mid-January 2013.
Okay, so in January, approximately 6 months after you took the motorcycle loan and put it on your credit card, so approximately six Correct. Months later.
Correct. The credit card, although it was in my personal name, the credit card was used exclusively for the business, and it was being paid by the income from the business. So John was, in effect, paying it.
So the credit card that was used to pay off the motorcycle was a business credit card?
It wasn't in a business name. It was in my personal name. But it was used exclusively for business expenses.
Is that correct?
I don't know. I never did see the credit card.
Do you have proof of that?
I have a copy of the credit card statement that paid off the motorcycle.
No, I just want to see one or two statements from your credit card that shows me that that credit card that was used to pay off his motorcycle debt was used exclusively for the business.
Absolutely.
I would like to see it.
I don't have them here, but I have get them. Every one of them.
I would like to see those, because then what your mother is saying, your name is John?
Mm-hmm.
What your mother is saying, John, is that you were, in fact, paying back the credit card that had paid your motorcycle. You weren't paying it directly. The business was paying it, and you were the business.
No, I was just an employee.
Were you the only employee?
Yes.
So you were the business. And since you were the business and working, because your mother wasn't driving the truck.
No.
So you were the business and working from the income that was derived from your work was being used to, in part, pay off this credit card. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So
yeah, I understand, but I wasn't.
So when she says she went over your bills to make sure that you would have just enough to pay your bills, so that's really micromanaging, but then the rest of the income that was coming in for the business that was started out on a shoestring was going out to pay, and you were paying $400 a month
yes,
for your motorcycle.
Yeah.
So in addition to the salary that you were drawing to pay your other bills, it was also $400 a month going towards the credit card to pay off your motorcycle. Yeah. And the hope was that you would continue to work in the business and ultimately this motorcycle would be paid off.
Yes.
All right. Well, then I don't even need the documents. That sounds reasonable to me. And you acknowledge that.
Well, I wasn't aware of how it was getting paid, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay. So, fine. I mean, that's, you know, that's really a no-brainer. I don't think that your mother is really trying to scam you. Now, what happened in January, John?
I went to a doctor which referred me to a dermatologist, and I had several spots of cancer, skin cancer. I was scheduled to have biopsies at that time, and I was making monthly payments. My deductible was $1,000. So every time I got paid, I would put a couple $100s or whatever I could afford.
Who paid your health insurance?
The business at that time.
So the business actually, in addition to paying your basic expenses, was paying off the motorcycle and your health insurance?
Yes, at that time.
Okay. Well, you were working.
Yes. So it came close to the date of I had the biopsies. The biopsies was going to be due on February 22nd was my date. A couple days before that, she had called and we were talking and she had asked if I had paid off that deductible yet. And I said no, I was going to push it a little farther back because I was still $515 short. And she said, no, this is your health. You need to have this done. And she called the doctor's office and put it on a credit card that I didn't know about. Then the doctor's office called me.
What happened with the business, John? We're not talking about the medical bill.
What happened with the business?
I'm not concerned about the medical bill. I'm concerned about the balance on your motorcycle.
Why I didn't stay working there?
Yes.
It just got to be where she's a controlling person. I love my mother to death. I love my brother to death. I love my whole family. But with my mom, it's either all or nothing. In her eyes, I'm not 45 years old. I'm 7 years old. It's go pick up your toys. Go pick up this. Your bike's in the yard. It's everything with her. I couldn't stand on my own. The stress level got so bad. There was bickering between the three of us, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I gave her my part of the business, which was the truck. I gave it to her, and I walked away.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Why would he give you $500 when the computers cost $463? Because you didn't have any what?
Transportation.
Money. So I want you to tell me about how he gave you the $500.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Shirley Wagner says her son, John Fellebaum, owes for loans to buy a motorcycle and pay medical bills. John says he never agreed to repay the money.
Who paid for the truck?
Originally, it was my truck. Me and my dad went into business.
Who paid for the truck?
I did.
With what money?
Over the years, I paid cash for it. I bought it online. Back in when I was married.
Well, your mom says she bought the truck from your father.
Yes, I went into business with my father, and I gave it to my father. I owed money, so I gave it to him.
So it wasn't your truck. It was your father's truck that your mother had to purchase from your father. Do you know how much she spent purchasing the truck?
I believe it was $15,000.
And did you end up selling the truck?
No.
Do you still have it?
Yes.
What are you doing with it?
I was trying to sell it. And it's a difficult thing to sell in California. Okay. California has some...
How much is left on the motorcycle, Ms. Wagner?
It's mixed up with a lot of other debt.
Well, I can't help you with that.
Yeah.
I can't help you with mixed
up. It didn't go down much from the time I put it on the card.
Which was in...
June.
June of 2012, yeah. Which is a year ago.
Yeah.
And the business became defunct in January?
January, there was no more income being generated.
Is that when you stopped working?
Yes.
Okay, so at best it's 6 months worth of payments, right?
Yes.
And you were paying $400 a month, sir?
Yes.
So we have 6 months at four, which is $2,400. And you paid off the credit card 4896, which was what was left on the motorcycle. Okay. Now, I am going to assume that $2,400, which is the exact amount you would have been paying if you were paying off the motorcycle yourself, was paid off in the 6 months that you were working.
Yes.
Leaving a balance on the motorcycle of $2,496. Is that reasonable, sir?
Yes.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff. You take care of the medical bill. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She kept emailing me for money.
Incredibly difficult.
And I said, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Nothing will ever be the same.
He said you were dead to the family, or the family didn't want to talk to you. And I said, that was fine.
I just hope things work out okay for him.
It's a pretty good show on her part. I know my mother very well.
And that he can take care of his family the way he wants to.
So it's just an act.
I have closure now.
Don't get involved with your family. Money's involved.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Morton versus Bethea. Step forward.
Cherry Morton is suing former friend Casey Bethea for cost of a shared business venture. Casey claims it is Terry who owes him.
Mr. Morton, you and Mr. Bethea were lifelong friends.
Yes, ma'am.
And your complaint is that he backed out of a business deal. You want him to pay what he promised to pay, which was half the cost of setting up this little business venture. Mr. Bethea said that was not the case. Case was he made a loan to you in the amount of $500. And he says the deal was you would pay him back the $500. And in addition to paying him back $500, you would share the profit of this business as business partners. That's your response. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Have you sold any?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many have you sold?
15.
And how much money did you make?
$900.
Why didn't you give him back his $500?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Terry Morton says former friend Casey Bethea owes for cost of a shared business venture. Casey is countersuing for money owed to him and pain and suffering.
Now, your idea for this business was to buy old computers, buy them at a bargain basement price, refurbish them, and sell them for a profit. That was the business.
Yes, Your Honor.
And how many computers were there?
It was a total of 20 computers, ranging from laptops to desktops.
And how much did you pay for them?
A total of $463.96.
And who was supposed to refurbish them?
I was.
Then could you explain to me why you're suing him for $785?
Your Honor, along with picking up the computers, I end up having to turn around and pay for storage. And when we went into this deal...
Just a second. Storage where?
Storage at Melvin's Construction. He rents out storage space.
And you have proof of what you've paid to Melvin's?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much did you pay to Melvin's?
For storage fees, I paid the first month's rent.
Total for storage fees that you have proof of?
Yes, ma'am. $770 because I got backed up. I didn't pay for several months, and $75 for the first month.
Let me see. Who wrote this out?
The guy who I rented the space from.
He must not do a whole lot of storing, because between March of 2013 and the end of November of 2013, he only had about 20 receipts.
Ma'am, he does more than that. He often...
Well, you mean he gives everybody different receipt numbers? Because the difference in receipts here is we have 868072 and 868097. That's 20 some odd numbers
in nine months. Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah, I know. All right. So you paid $463 for the computers.
Yes.
Did Mr. Bethea give you any money when you purchased the computers?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much?
$500.
Now, why would he give you $500 when the computers cost $463? Because you didn't have any what?
Transportation.
Money.
Yes, Your Honor, I did not have enough money.
So I want you to tell me the phone call that you had together about how he gave you the $500.
Well, it wasn't as much a phone call as much it was a visit. I went by Mr. Bethea's house, and we were sitting over there talking. He just asked me what's going on, and I explained to him how I'm running behind the eight ball right now because I'm trying to get these computers because I don't want to lose my license to buy and resell computers from the auction place, because if you bid on something and don't pay for it, you can't no longer bid on it anymore.
So he said, I'll help you out.
Yes, ma'am.
And he gave you $500.
Yes, ma'am.
And how were you supposed to pay him back?
Our agreement was I would pay him back his $500 plus interest, plus when I showed him what I was getting from the auction, he asked me how much was I going to be able to make. And I told him I ballparked it between $8,000 to $9,000. Once he saw what I was getting, then all of a sudden things just started changing. I mean, yes, I agreed to the interest, and then it went on to half the profits. And I'm like, well, if you're going to get half the profits, then you're going to have to share in half the responsibilities.
Well, what are you suing him for? So far, you have the computers. He's out $500.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
You originally came to him, sir, in dire straits because you're used to buying things at auction. And here you bid on these things at auction for $463. You had no money. You didn't want to lose the right to bid at auctions again. And he was helping you out. That's originally how it started. So I conceptually, I can't figure out how, without having paid him back the $500, you have the gall to sue him.
Your Honor, the agreement that we both agreed upon, he was still supposed to help me to refurbish them.
No, that wasn't an agreement.
Yeah. When we was over at your house and you at
Don't
your...
Don't speak to him. So he gave you the money. You paid for the computers. Have you sold any?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many have you sold?
I've sold approximately 15.
And how much money did you make?
Roughly around $900.
Why didn't you give him back his $500?
Your Honor, we agreed when I was over at his house working on his air conditioning unit that broke down, he agreed that he was going to help me continue this by loaning me some more money.
Oh, Mr. You know, it's too bad that your friendship went down the sewer over this deal, but I'm telling you, Mr. Morton, you are invested in the fact that you are right. And I'm telling you that your original agreement with him was he was helping you out because you got yourself behind an eight ball. You made $900 selling the computers, according to you. I'm not so sure that that's totally accurate because I'm not sure that these receipts are totally accurate that you gave me. However, let's say you made only $900. The first $500 should have gone back to pay back your debt, and you didn't do that. So you owe Mr. Bethea $500. But judgment on the counterclaim for $500. Thank you. That's all.
Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He sold a whole lot more than that. He said he only made $900, but I know he sold a whole lot more than that.
Mr. Bethea and his greed. I mean, he just wants money, money, money.
Because before he even got them, he already said he had some of them that are already going to be sold that people wanted already.
It's not the money. It's the fact that he knew what we agreed on.
As far as I'm concerned, it's over with, you know.
There is no friendship anymore.
Maybe we could reconcile one day, but right now...
Maybe I could one day.
I'm still mad about and hurt about that he done that.